This evening, Bob Marley goes to Irish College in Dunleary as part of its ongoing programme to bring the bedsit classics of popular music into the Irish language. The Imram Irish Literature Festival has enlisted Liam O'Malley to sing No Woman, No Cry, Could You Be Loved, and a host of reggae standards, Os Gaeilge, in a concert called Aroin na Saoirse. I went to see O'Malley at rehearsals in Dublin's Temple Bar, along with a band that includes Steve Cooney and a yet unnamed trio of singers modelled on Marley's own backing singers, the I3s.
Hello, my name is Justine Nantelli. Yes.
Hi, I'm Sosai Gadaro.
Hello, my name is Zini Sarumi.
And do you have a name when you're all three together?
Gosh, any time we sing together is a part of the choir, but otherwise, not really.
I was big into the punk rock thing, and with it came an awareness of reggae. And I was given a tape of Bob Marley live, and I loved it. And I felt, I'm a traditional musician, and I was at that stage. I was playing a lot of traditional music, and I think the reggae thing suited my sense of music more, a little bit more than the punk thing, even though when you actually look at a lot of the punk music, it is quite sophisticated as well. The Rastas had a kind of a street attitude. You know, since then, I've been singing in a rock and roll band and feeling like, you know, getting a sense that I could maybe make a difference. And so then I kind of look at Marley's work and see, well, that was making a difference. And, or, you know, there is something that taps into roots music, taps into biblical language, and taps into culture of the oppressed, culture and the culture of liberation, I suppose. It's much more now that I would observe that, but it was just the whole feeling, really. And his lyrics had a feeling with them, even if you didn't pay attention to what they were saying, they carried a feeling. And because he also used patois, it had a kind of, you know, it had another language feel to it as well. Is Jacob Sashlanu? Is Mir Odi Ru Aga Dina Ella Dot Screw Do? Until Liam Carson was the guy who came to me, and he put together this Imram project, and he's worked with Gabriel Rosenstock over the years. We did a Dylan project, then there was a Leonard Cohen project, again all the songs translated into Irish, and he's had Jack Brel being translated into Irish. There's an enormous amount of work he's done. There's a whole host of stuff that has now been translated successfully into Irish. The indigenous people of this land were put into a form of slavery. Different. We've suffered everything that anyone else has ever suffered. We've suffered oppression. We know oppression in our bones. There was a fixed agenda to take the language from us, and most of the country has had the language removed from the day-to-day use. It was a punishable offence to speak your own language here in this. And so, I mean, the songs of Bob Marley are songs that stand up for the rights of people who are being abused. We have a history of that. We've seen the tricks that have been used. So we completely understand. And like watching hypocrites mingle with people to try and alter a cohesive identity and try and bring people down. And we know all about that. And so it's a good meeting of spirit, this.
Shana ola hei en shiit slad agus dilach me embashed. Is on shin the hog shiit me, togu me as on glash. Ach vi kamas im a love, o love on ardri. Eraiglin und gluin shogunye, his lawn divri, kan na hauron lom, na hauron sirshe, marshine wille gum, le role fon.
Liam O'Malley and friends there, and the Aaron Nasirsha concert is happening tonight at the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary at 8 p.m. and that's part of IMRAM, the Irish Language Literature Festival.